Like the rest of the teams in the North West, Donegal and Tyrone up in Division 1, Derry down in Division 3. This is a crunch weekend for them.
It is. It's after things haven't started really well in the McKenna Cup with a very young, new, fresh panel. They found going in early stages of the National League very, very tricky. Probably Westmeath was a game that they would have targeted to get a win at home and 2 points and them off the mark, and they haven't done that, so they've now no points from two, and it's turning this weekend's game into a real four-pointer, because whichever team gets points this weekend, you know, takes a real leap out of the relegation dogfight.
And I suppose, well, the one consolation is that you're facing Offaly, who you know, have been struggling as well big time, suffered a big defeat to Longford as well early on.
Yeah, they have, and at this stage Derry's probably not looking at anything more than being better than Offaly, and probably Wexford is the two teams who are least best equipped after Derry to get relegated again. And, you know, relegation in Division 4 doesn't even bear thinking about, because just for that young team, you know, that would scour them early on. If they can stay in Division 3, you know, that would probably be enough for Davy McGirley in this season, especially after the bad start.
Yeah. And tell me, what's the feeling in the county about the team? What's the feeling?
Well, I think it's as it does in Derry, it turned very quick. I think there's a lot of positivity around the McKenna Cup, and some of the young players coming in and having done really, really well. But I think they've probably found the National League that step up in class, and because they are so young and probably late and inexperienced, they have struggled against more seasoned teams in Westmeath and Longford. And, you know, Pierce Park was never a particularly happy hunting ground for Derry, no matter what division they were in. So probably last week aside, I think it was the Westmeath game that probably got the bad feeling back in the place, because Westmeath was definitely a game where Derry would have been targeting and getting something out of that.
We seen last week, obviously, fielded quite an experimental side. We seen what Carlos McWilliams, Vinnie Hearn coming in, James Keel coming in, Mark Lynch all coming in. Can we expect those to start this weekend?
Yeah, and I suppose the only positive is that Ian Dillon has been in really good form this season through the McKenna Cup, and he's carried into the league. And, you know, without his scoring ability there, you know, Derry would have been really, really badly outplayed against Longford. So I would expect Mark Lynch to come in, Keelt, and for a lot of the younger players to step aside, because this is a game that Derry cannot make any mistakes in. And if they happen to win this one this weekend, you know, going into the break, what you want is a win going into break and a wee bit of positivity around the camp, because whichever team gets a defeat into the break now, you have a couple of weeks and you're mulling on it, and, you know, just bad vibes set into the camp, and it's very, very hard to shake that. So for all teams going into that fortnight break, a win is absolutely massive, and none know more so than Derry this weekend.